Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Iran has fired missiles at Islamic State, but then they said that they could fire those missiles at the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman is standing by to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What do you know about the tensions that have been ratcheted up there in Syria as it relates to Iran?
Well, the Iranians, for the first time in something like 15 years, have fired off a long-range missile in a wartime situation. 15 years ago, they hit an Iranian opposition base in Iraq. This time, they fired off 8 missiles against an ISIS base in Syria. Now, when they fired the missiles, they warned the United States, they warned Israel and Saudi Arabia. They did not actually fire against any of the other countries, but they warned them, saying, basically, look, we have these long-range missiles. Today we're striking at Syria, but tomorrow we could just as easily point them towards you. So in a sense, if you wish, Jimmy, they were demonstrating a capability to attack any of the countries in the region, including Israel and including American bases.
Well, what about the tensions that have been ratcheted up there in Syria with Russia and Iran warning the United States? Now they say if the United States comes into the airspace over Syria, they're going to shoot them down. Boy, the tensions are really getting high there in Syria.
A U.S. Navy F-18 downed the Syrian plane, shot down the Syrian plane. That is indeed a very hostile action, and the U.S. will be, I'm sure, very interested to see the frequencies that the Russians are using on their air defense radar to track them, because that's going to give American pilots a key if they need to go after those Russian radar.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the rising tensions in the state of Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Tensions are on the rise in Syria. Remember the players who are in Syria. It's Russia, the rebel opposition Arab groups, Hezbollah, Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, the Syrian military forces, and the United States. This Duke's mixture could explode into a full-fledged war at any time. In fact, Russia and Iran have warned the United States not to enter the Syrian airspace. Tensions are very high at this time. The actors on the Syrian stage were foretold by the ancient Jewish prophets. The Saudis, which would be the Ishmaelites in Psalm 83, verse 6, the Russians and Iran are mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38, and Syria itself is referred to as the king of the north in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. These actors could move into action at any moment, which is exactly what Bible prophecy calls for. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...